Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international, transformational, storytelling, y'all. Just what you need, time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Everyone, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. And thank you for tuning in to Power Praise Network, aka Poppin' Television. Today I have a unique guest with me, one of my all-time favorite friends, a brother of mine from another mother. He's definitely my battle buddy. And I know that each Sunday I tell you that I have a special guest. But truly today, I have a special guest that will be joining us. Remember that this is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your faith, and inner strength. Plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage our listeners worldwide. With the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So again, thank you for tuning in today. You'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that it's keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. So I'm going to ask my guest to come and introduce himself and tell us where he is hailed from. Guest, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yay. Thank you for having me. My name is Stephen Sullivan, United States Army Airborne Ranger, M1 Abrams Tank Commander, and United States Army Drill Sergeant retired. I hail from Greenville, South Carolina, born and raised.
Wow. I want to say Stephen Drill Sergeant is what I have to call him. I must say that. Drill Sergeant, you have an audience of over 250 million that will be listening in to you today. But I have been begging Drill Sergeant Sullivan to come onto this show because I love what he has been blessed to do. And I generally call it one that is leaving an imprint. He has been given a vision that he has been carrying on for the past 10 years. And this year, he has been, just encountered something that was life-threatening. And I had to get him on again, begging him to come on to this show. So I want to talk, our subject today would be all about faith. And what he has said from the very first day that I met him is, my faith is monumental. And Drill Sergeant, can you
talk
about that monumental faith?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. You know, this vision was my mission. God gave me personally, before I was even woven in my mother's womb. This is what I was meant to do. And my faith comes from that because I was introduced to God at an early age. My mother kept me in church, didn't quite understand everything, but I knew who God was. And I seen him in action with my own eyes. I seen him perform miracles just like he did with Lazarus back in the days, just like with Moses when he parted the sea, the Red Sea. I've seen him with my own eyes and I've seen him today with my own eyes. That's why my faith is monumental, because I tell you, we supposed to thank him in all circumstances. We believe as humans what we see, not what's seen and not what's unseen. But if we believe in what's unseen, that's all we need. Because I tell you, if you trust and believe that he is who he say he is in his word, be still and know that I am God. He is indeed. So my faith came from when my mother was diagnosed and was given only 6 months to live. And she lived 13 years after that. 13 years after that. That's when I knew what she was doing for me at an early age as a child. It was meant for something. And it was to increase and maintain my faith. And as a result of that, it went further. It grew. It grew to what became monumental because he made a move in my life. He gave me a mission to do, and that's to raise these kids up and to deliver them from their sins and to save them. Because I went in the military, my mind made up I was going to do 21 years early and retire early. But instead, I did 10 years, 9 months, 5 days, 15 minutes, and 30 seconds. And all those countries he told me, he sent me to. And all that training I got was all for a reason, for this mission. So that's why I am the executive director, senior drill instructor, and founder of the Strap 'Em Up Bootcamp Basic Training Program. We touch lives like never before. Through faith and God's grace and mercy, a lot of young people can refer back and remember the training they received in this program. And continuing with faith, I was diagnosed with cancer, stage 4 lung cancer, a few months ago. And it spread to my brain. But as of 2 weeks ago, I became cancer free, because my faith is truly and really monumental. I trusted in him. I believed in him. Whatever he was doing, it was for a reason. And I know that if he be for me, who could be against me? He's a strategizer. He was working behind the scenes the whole entire time to strengthen me, to encourage me, to give me hope. And I stood fast. And I believe that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he delivered me. He performed a miracle in my life. In 3 months after being diagnosed, I became cancer-free by my Heavenly Father.
Wow.
I used to be a drill sergeant for my uncle Sam. Now I'm a drill sergeant for my father, my Heavenly Father, and I'm all about his business.
I told you he was going to be amazing, honestly. And I'm hoping I have this on the right view because he and I were doing something. I did not, but I have it on speaker view now. But honestly, Drew Sergeant, can you hold your camera down just a little bit?
That way.
Take it back.
Tilt it.
No, hold it up. Hold it up.
Hold it up.
You're still in. Yes, just a little bit. Right there. I honestly was in tears just listening to you speak because I know your life journey. And I know your faith. I know your belief. And this,
oh, yes.
Honestly, this is why I wanted you on the show. I often get the viewers that ask for certain particular guests, but we have been, just this month alone, people have been diagnosed with cancer. And you said you had cancer for 3 months in the brain, it traveled to your brain. And you
yes, ma'am.
Stage 4.
Stage 4.
Yes. And overcoming battles by being strong and courageous is a show that is done in honor of a young man that had stage 4 cancer. He said we should do a monumental together because we both had dealt with cancer and we were in a mental health certification class together. But I couldn't find him, Drill Sergeant. after I finished doing an event. And I asked the ladies, he was a veteran. I asked the ladies, where is Scott? I haven't been able to get in touch with him. Betty, you didn't know. Scott died from coronavirus. So it wasn't cancer took his life. It wasn't fighting the battles as you are, mentioned your military career. It was the coronavirus. And I loved it. He had faith. He had no clue. He was not even looking at death. He was a believer that he was going to beat that cancer. So it wasn't even cancer that took his life. It was COVID. It was that virus. So you said that you are the CEO and founder of a Strap 'Em Up Bootcamp program, which I love, 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 love. You take care of these kids, and you do amazing things with them.
Thank you.
Yes, I can. I've witnessed you with the kids. They respect you. They give you the uttermost respect. I want to know, what challenges have you had, and then tell us how long you've been involved in Strap 'Em Up Bootcamp
program. Okay. Well, first of all, the difference is, and I think what makes the difference is that we care about these kids. I cared about them before I ever met them, because years ago when I raised my right hand, I said I do to the United States Army. That means I wrote a blank check made payable to it to serve, defend, and to protect this country, and even up to my life, so that they could be free. I don't ask for their respect. I demand it. And that's the difference with the parents and myself. And it's tough love, yes, but we love them, and we'd rather show them tough love than these streets to show them tough love. Because these streets don't care nothing about them, but we do. But a lot of these kids, they need that, and they gravitate because they're not getting it at home. And parents have been lied to and told, you know, that you can't discipline your kids. And the kids, and they tell the parents that in front of the kids. And the kids use that as leverage, you know. And so the parents become, you know, they pass over their power to the kids at this particular time. But that's not the way God intended. That's not what his word says. He said, train up a child the way you want them to go. Once they become older, they won't depart. Proverbs 22:6. And he also said, if you don't want to spoil a child, don't spare the rod. I'm going to tell you something. These kids today, if they knew what we knew or what we went through, and they knew what chain gang was and all that, you know, we wouldn't be in this pickle we in right now. We wouldn't be here. I tell you, a lot of these kids need wake-up calls. I used to take them, the older boys, down to the prison, the local prison here. And the females, older females, down to that local prison in Greenwood. But these kids need wake-up calls. They need what we know. We need to share with them. They need all of us. They used to say back in the days, it takes a village to raise the kids. These days, it takes more than a village. It takes an army. Because our society has done a number on our kids. They plagued them with social media, video games, cell phones, Facebook. Oh, it's Snapchat, TikTok, just to name a few. So these kids are getting it from all different directions, and they're in the ear. And so the kids become confused and don't know who to believe and what to believe. Because what they're doing now, they're trying to make what used to be good, bad. And what used to be bad, good. And we know that's not the way it is. God didn't make no mistake. Man did. Yeah. Like I said, we have to rectify our mistake. And I'm just giving back and giving my part back to these kids and being there and being there for them whenever they need me.
You're listening to Drill Sergeant Stephen Sullivan by way of Greenville, South Carolina. You heard him say he was born and raised here. I would tell you some other things about him, but he might just...
Well, I'll tell you, you didn't tell me. I came up really poor, really poor. I didn't know I was poor. I remember eating grits three times a day. Mm. I remember looking at the floor and seeing the ground outside. And every now and then, during the winter, if it snowed, you look at the walls. you might catch a sight of a snowflake coming down. And that's through the walls, not the window, the walls. But yeah, it kept me humble. It made me humble, you know, to where I never, ever gonna forget where I come from. Humble beginnings.
I love that. And that was not one of the things that I was gonna say. We tease each other a lot about different sins. And one of my favorite scenes that you empower the kids with is you're someone special.
You know? Uniquely created by God and full of potential. They chant that every day we meet before they leave. We got to instill that in them. That's who they are, regardless of how hard that day was, how easy it was, what training was like, what training wasn't like. They still have to recite that before they leave the program, leave the battlefield, that they're someone special, uniquely created by God and full of potential. Because that's who they are. Because when God made them, he gave them to their parents as gifts. He placed a destiny inside of them to go and do great things, not good things, but great things. That's right. They're destined for greatness that they want it. But if they don't want it, they keep doing what they're doing and keep listening to these naysayers and all this that's coming in their ears. And it's being put in their ears and in their head. That's right. They're destined for greatness. God didn't make no mistake. But if they don't want that greatness, then they'll keep doing what they're doing. And we're trying to keep them from doing that. So step out the box. Because if you want to have something you never had, you're going to have to do something you never did.
This is so true. And I can remember you, because your son Sullivan and I attend the same church. And I can remember him telling the congregation, he's not done with me yet. There's still some kids out there that I have not met.
And that haven't met me.
And this is when he was going through his battle. This is when he was going through his battle, and he was not even wavering in the fact that I'm going to live and not die. That's what he said. I'll live and not die. And
that's right.
Go ahead, Drew.
That's right. That's right. But then, Mr. B, my family members were telling me, you need this when they found out, you need to shut boot camp down for a while, you know, but let somebody else run it. Oh, no. Yeah. The devil is alive. I didn't stop. I didn't slow down. Am I right, Dr. Speaks?
I kept
it moving. You know, like I said, and going through this, God didn't give me when to let these kids know what I was going through, but I knew he would. I knew he would, because I wanted to express and to share my journey, you know, laying on that table, getting radiation. You know, my hands above my head, holding on to these handlebars. I wanted these kids to share my journey with these kids when I was up there in that lounge chair, you know, with a blanket over my legs, with the IV in me and chemo medication dripping in me. I wanted to share my story with these kids. When I went through all that, it didn't matter. I still came to boot camp. I still went to boot camp. I can sit here and tell you, this program has been up and running over 10 years. July made 10 years. In 10 years, I can't sit here and tell you there hasn't been one day that I have not been in pain. I've been in pain for over 10 years, but I don't complain, because it ain't about me. It's about these kids. That's why I am all about my Father's business. So when I leave this earth, which is not my home, because we're not of this world, and I go meet my Creator, and he judged me, I'm looking forward to being judged and him saying, well done, my good and faithful servant, instead of depart from me, I know you not. Because when he judged me, he's going to judge me on not on who I am, on what I got. He's going to judge me on my deeds, what I did while I was here. And I want to make it worth the while that he allows me to be here and try and touch and impact every young life I can in a positive way, and to try and make them become kingdom minded and realize who they are and what they're worth and who are they, whose they are, and who they are and whose they are. Because I tell you, we serve a mighty God. I can't do nothing without him. I am all about his business, because he told me, if you be all about my business, I'll be all about yours. And I believe him.
And you just stole that off of my list of questions, because that shirt, All About My Father's Business, is one of the things that captivated my heart about the program. And it's just so amazing how he poured that particular scripture into your program. And it's where's your program held today?
It's held today in South Carolina, Taylor, South Carolina, at a church called Velocity. And we were blessed with the opportunity of being guests there, which is God's property, which is where we were supposed to be in the beginning. But God gave me, you know, the vision to call the foundation Stepping Stones. And that's what happened. We went from a park to a community center, to my house, my backyard, and then to the church. That's right. COVID kicked in. And normally what I do with the kids during the summer is, just before they go back to school, is I let them camp out in my backyard, big bonfire, tents everywhere. When COVID shuts down, I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? What do you want me to do? When he told me, use what's in your hands, just like I told Moses, I'm going to be with him. I'm going to be with you. He said, use what I put in your hands. And that made me remember the summer before they go back to school, how they camp out here. When they did, I went to Home Depot. I got some screws and some lumber, and I built a Ninja Warrior workout place in my backyard. And we held boot camp here for about 3 or 4 months. Until we moved to the church.
Come back over to your left.
My left?
Yes, right there.
Right there?
Right there.
Okay.
And the other gifts that you have the gift of Jesus. Because, you know, Jesus was a carpenter. And go ahead, talk about this.
Jesus was a carpenter. don't we supposed to and don't we want to emulate Christ?
Yes.
And model ourselves like him. So guess what? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you do that. You build a weapon out of wood, you build a floor. Give me what people could, and you're gonna do what Jesus said.
Say that one more time.
I said, give you a piece of wood, and you will do just what Jesus would do with that.
He'll make it work. He'll make it work. That's right, because he was a carpenter. And like I say, hey, I want to model myself like Christ.
I love it. What are some of your takeaways for that person that's going through a battle right now? What type of encouragement can you give that person today, especially when you talk about faith?
Well, I mean, James 1:1-4. You know, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Let me tell you something. God will supply all our needs, everything we need. But just, hey, He's our source. He's our strength and our song. I trust in him, you understand? When I don't know what to do, I call on him. When I'm wondering what I've done, I know how to call on him and repent, you know, because we all sinners saved by grace, you know, and like I said, we fall short. We're human, you know, but like I say, you know, and he knows that. But just like the sparrow, we're more important than that sparrow is. Trust me. And he knows we're his, and he's our father, and he loves us.
Well, I am honored that you took the time to spend with us today. I asked you for 20 minutes. You gave me 25, I think.
That's all you want?
I'm going to have you come back, because there's some other topics
being on.
And I want you to talk to my youth audience that I have that's out there, an international youth audience.
Okay.
Yes.
It would be a pleasure.
Yes, because what you went through this year, just at the fall of this year, you know, people are still going through things. It's because they have little faith. But your faith, like you said,
is monumental.
Monumental. You still you know, have. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I forgot to tell your audience that prior to the cancer diagnosis, I found out that I had broke my foot 4+ years ago, but I didn't know it. Didn't know it until I went to the doctor. I don't know why I went to the doctor. I think it was maybe because I think I twisted it or something. And the doctor came back and he said, "Well, Drill Sergeant, you know your foot's broke." I said, "Foot's broke? I'm like, why is it? What do you mean it's broke?" He said, "Yeah, it's been broke for quite some time now." He said, "It don't make them like you no more. Your foot's been broke at least 4 years." I went from, I'm going to tell you, to crutches, which I never used in my life, to a walker, from a walker to a cane, from a cane to a boot. I'm going to tell you something. They don't make them like me no more. And the devil can't stand me. And I'm going to tell you, and I despise him. So in the morning, when I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I make sure I get in my devotion. I go meet God. I go meet him, and I put on my whole armor. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know he's out there waiting on me. I know the devil's out there waiting on me. But guess what? He done barked up the wrong tree.
There's something else that I love to hear you share. When you talk about your Titanic legs.
Ha! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's just the legs. I mean, she's right. But like when I said I was, there's not been a day in over 10 years I haven't been in pain. She's referring to my two titanium knees, my titanium foot, and my titanium shoulder, which where they, put three anchors in the shoulders, metal cable around it. They sawed a part of the collarbone to make it fit. And I tell you, and all this metal in me, like when it's cold or when it's wet, oh yeah, I feel it, but I don't complain. I don't complain.
And what is it that you say that I'm half?
That's right. I tell these kids, that's right. I'm half man, half machine. That's right. But still standing.
Love it. Love, love, love it. And that is so important. You are definitely what I call evidence and proof of life and this journey based on what you have experienced and been exposed to. So they,
yes, ma'am.
God couldn't have given that vision to a better person.
I'm telling you, you're sweet. God bless you.
Yes, you definitely have a heart. You're dedicated. You're loyal to what you do. And
I try.
And the kids, you know, no one can spit at those kids like you do. You know, anyone else? Can talk to them or say something, try to encourage them. But when they hear that one voice, it's like Mr. Bentley. You hear Mr. Bentley. He heard that voice and he's barking. Where is he? Where is he?
Unbelievable.
But yes.
But you know what? Then?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what? I tell every grandkid I ever had, remember this voice. Remember this voice. And I tell these kids the same thing. Remember my voice. Yeah. It reminds me of when I said, you know, the sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And they follow me.
Yes.
You know, these are God's sheep. And he chose me to be their shepherd for a season.
Yeah.
And they know my voice. And they follow me.
Wow, I just saw your lovely wife walk past you as well. And I love the fact that you share with people that had it not been for her, that she's the one that has stood by you.
Oh, let me tell you, she's been a trooper. She's been a trooper. She was the second miracle. I've seen three miracles in my life. Mm-hmm. It was my mom when they gave up on her and didn't expect her to live. It was when I was having trouble in relationships, trying to do everything I could to make it work. And I said, God, if it's meant to be for me be by myself, then let me know and I'll have peace with it. And then he sent me my wife. And the third one was this cancer diagnosis and deliverance. Three miracles in my life, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the number three.
That right there. With that being said, like I said before, you've been listening to nothing but the stone cold truth here. No one can make this up. Sergeant Sullivan has definitely gone through a battle, as he said, in his life. He's half man, half machine, seriously? Come on.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that he was given a program and is still surviving 10 years later. And honestly, his successes go on and on and on. I told you this is like more than just wisdom and strength that he has been sharing with us today. All because his faith is monumental. And he's
yes, ma'am.
Yes. And that's what it takes in order to survive any battles that you are going through.
Just believe. Believe that he is who he say he is. Mm-hmm. Just believe. Believe and be thankful in all circumstances. Even when they're not going your way. Even though when those trials come up, you thank him anyway. Because I'm going to tell you something. He knows best. And he's working behind the scenes because he's a strategizer. He knows best, and I trust him. Mm-hmm. Remind me of Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will. He will, I promise you, direct your path.
That's it. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things once thought you can. So you've been listening to Drill Sergeant Stephen Sullivan by way of Greenville, South Carolina. Tell us how we can stay connected to you, Drill Sergeant.
Okay. We can stay connected through the website, www.strapemupbootcamp.com. And Dr. Speaks is an integral part of this program, if I can say that.
You can.
Okay. And she brings great value to this program. And she is my executive officer right now this time. And we have, we're on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, if you do Facebook. And check us out on YouTube. Check us out on YouTube.
Yes, yes. You are doing amazing things. And I am honored to just have you on this international show. I promised you will be requested to come back. And
yes, ma'am.
It's like two shows, honestly. Podcasting and TV. It's on Comcast, Roku. What's the other? Amazon, StreamYard. So we're on all those shows. But I am so glad that you said yes. And I am so blessed that God allowed you to still be here, to stand when others said, shut down. You said, nope, I'm standing. He didn't tell
to God, that to God be the glory.
And I was sitting there when people were like, what's the contingency? What's next? You know?
Who are you going to get to take your place? Who are you going to get to run it? Hey, I'm going to tell you something. And this is not my program. I have to straighten people out when they misunderstand and they say that because they believe that it's my program. It's not my program. This is God's program. He just chose me to run it. And I'm going to tell you, that's a blessing being chose by God. It don't get no better. It don't get no better.
I'm telling you, this has been good. This has been good, Drill Sergeant. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, XO.
I love her, too, for popping in and back in the background.
Yes, ma'am.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.